saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm not really that sorry. All right, so welcome back to the program, The Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Good to have you along here. The Democratic field for president got smaller again yesterday. It continues to get a bit smaller. How many are out now? Five or six? It's six? Okay, thanks. But the one yesterday, I really adore the video. I do. I adore the video. Kirsten Gillibrand, the junior senator from the state of New York, entered the race, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago. And yesterday she said, you know, I'm out. The fundraising has dried up. She never got past about 1% in polling. She struggled, didn't have particularly interesting debate performances. And so she issued a video to say she's out. And I just adore this video. I thought you'd enjoy part of it as well. It's bite number one. Go.
Hey, everyone. I wanted you to hear it from me first, that after more than 8 incredible months, I'm ending my presidential campaign. I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race. But it's important to know when it's not your time and to know how you can best serve your community and country. I believe I can best serve by helping to unite us to beat Donald Trump in 2020. During this campaign, I've met some of the most inspiring, brave people all across this country, from Iowa to New Hampshire, from Georgia to Michigan.
You have me in tears when you're talking about the disappointments.
I will make sure your voice is heard. I promise. Thank you. Thank you. First and foremost, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done for this team. Thank you for volunteering, donating, and committing to our campaign.
I'm all upset. I mean, it's the music that gets me. Poor Kirsten Gillibrand just misunderstood.
Really? Do you think you might be taking yourself just a bit too seriously, Kirsten? Come on. Who picked the funeral music? Seriously. At any rate, nice video. No, I didn't make it all the way through. I shared with you as much as I could possibly stomach, and there it is. Boom! All right. Maybe Brian Stelter can wait in. And I thought she was, you know, I thought she was charming and had a chance. Thank you, Brian. Please go back to CNN. All right. Let's see here. General Mattis taking a swipe at the president, warning of storm clouds gathering. I'm bringing this story to your attention today. This happened yesterday. I'm bringing this story to your attention today because I want to remind you of what I told you back earlier this summer. We have on very good authority that General Mattis, after he retired from being the Secretary of Defense, traveled to San Diego and met with several dozen United States SEALs. Some that are active duty, many that were not, some that have not been active duty for nearly 20 years but are still on the call list. And General Mattis, the retired Secretary of Defense and the retired Secretary of the Navy, walked into the room with all of these guys. They've been called down to their base there without explanation, and usually that means they're going to work, if you take my meaning. And so they're there, they're waiting, they don't know what's going to go on, and in walks Mattis with the former Secretary of the Navy on his wing, and he says, listen, guys, here's the deal. We're going to be at a full-blown war with Iran before the end of the year. We will be in a full-blown war with Iran by the end of 2019, and I want you all to be prepared for it and ready for it, so when the call comes, that's what's happening. And so then I look at these headlines, and I see that General Mattis is taking swipes at the president. And I wonder, when he says there are storm clouds gathering, if he's not foreshadowing what he has already told people. And by the way, it was not a classified briefing because he was not the Secretary of Defense. It was not the Secretary of the Navy. They were both former in those positions. So when they come into a room full of Navy SEALs, these Navy SEALs are not precluded from discussing it outside of those four walls. And so when James Mattis talks about the problem with not having enough allies and that Donald Trump has disrupted historic alliances, which is true. But if you look, Donald Trump has also gotten members of NATO to push in billions of dollars that they are behind in payments for. So NATO has gotten stronger financially and therefore stronger militarily because a lot of that equipment now is being upgraded, updated, replaced. All of those things are going on. And it occurs to me, knowing what I know about what happened in that meeting just outside of San Diego in June, it occurs to me that maybe Mattis is just setting the groundwork, the framework for the fact that he believes that we'll be in a full-on shooting war with Iran by the end of this year. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is what they were told. And you wonder if Mattis continues to know something we don't. Now, he said he did his job as long as he could, as well as he could, and that he essentially wrote that he resigned when he felt his concerns about those alliances were not being taken seriously, those being NATO and other alliances the United States has had over many decades. His deepest concern as a military man, noting they were not our external adversaries, it is our internal divisiveness is one of the problems. Too much tribalism, destroying the government here at home, he says. And make no mistake, James Mattis is in one of those tribes. So as he decries tribalism, one of the things he's discussing would in fact be himself. So we'll see what happens here. And I don't have a criticism of General Mattis per se, except that he has a very tight and cozy relationship with Jeff Bezos, which got Amazon to the forefront of the DOD cloud contract worth $10 billion to start. He told Navy SEALs, both currently enlisted and those not currently working, that a full-blown war is coming with Iran before the end of this year. And it makes you wonder what his true motivations are. What his true motivations are. It is 51 after on a Thursday. Good to have you here for the program. It's The Secret Show. We'll have a sports check-in with Brock Palmbush right after the break.
Chestnut brown canary, ruby-throated sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance.com.